Hey there. Welcome to another simple step here on the Blended Family Coaching Show. Last week, we shared a whole bunch of things that have the potential to change once your whole family gets under one roof. Some from our own personal experience and some from stepfamily expert Ron Deal. Now, when those changes hit, we can often find ourselves blindsided by disappointment and frustration. That might be a moment we realize that our blended family experience isn't going to be as smooth and blissful as we had first hoped. Now, to combat that disappointment, we often talk about keeping expectations in line on the front end. And that's important, but for most of us, it's virtually impossible to have perfectly realistic expectations. We're always going to have hopes and dreams about the things we really want for our family. So that makes me ask the question, if we can't predict all the disappointments, and we still want to hold on to hope, then when the going gets rough, what can we actually do? Well, the number one thing that Kim and I have found to help in those moments is to stay focused on imperfect progress. Now, we talk a lot about imperfect progress on the podcast, in our online workshops, with our coaching clients, and in our blended family membership group. But how do you actually keep yourself focused on imperfect progress in a practical way? Well, I'm really glad you asked. When you're having a tough moment, a tough day, maybe a tough season, I want to invite you to ask yourself three questions to coach yourself toward your imperfect progress focus. The first question is, am I being intentional? It's so easy to just kind of drift through blended family life. We can stop learning. We can stop picking up new marriage and parenting tools and stop being intentional about investing in our family. But then we still expect things to move along smoothly. When we're intentionally learning and growing as parents and spouses, we're more likely to be focused on the progress we're making rather than the current pain or the imperfection that we're experiencing. A second question you can ask yourself is, am I being flexible? I've had to learn this one the hard way. I can be very rigid in my thought process, but my rigidity often leads to distance between me and Kim or friction between me and any of the kids in our home. Now, don't get me wrong here. I'm not talking about being wishy-washy or neglecting to have healthy boundaries, but a tenet of clear, healthy boundaries is flexibility. And I'd argue that imperfect progress simply can't be experienced without flexibility. And finally, consider asking yourself the question, am I being gracious? The truth is, nobody in your blended family has the capacity to be perfect. And before you're tempted to point that truth out to other members of your family, I want to challenge you to look in the mirror. You know what? More times than I want to remember, I've hurt Kim. I've hurt my stepdaughter, Annika. And I've hurt our mutual kids along the way. And it's often their graciousness toward me that allows us to keep making progress together. You've got to be gracious in order to make that imperfect progress. So when you're feeling disappointed after some unexpected reality hits in your blended family, ask yourself these three questions. Am I being intentional? Am I being flexible? And am I being gracious? And discover how this insight might help you to stay focused on the imperfect progress that you really are making. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another simple step.